Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
All right, let's do some business of sports brought to you by Security Financial Bank. We are going to the football world with this one. Mentioned it the other day, but let's kind of maybe do a little bit more of a deep dive into this thing. The Bears working on a new stadium. And was it last year, a couple years ago, they talked about, was it Arlington Heights potentially going over there?
At the side of the old, now old, dog park.
Yep.
Racing park.
Yep. Now, though, it's a little bit of a change. The Bears have announced that they will begin plans to build a new stadium near their current home of Soldier Field. The Chicago Bears, quote, are committed to contributing over $2 billion to build a stadium and improve open spaces for all families, fans, and general public to enjoy in the city of Chicago. The future stadium of the Chicago Bears will bring a transformative opportunity to our region, boosting the economy, creating jobs, facilitating mega events, and generating millions in tax revenue. We look forward to sharing more information when our plans are finalized. Also, reports out there saying the team is investing private money to build a publicly owned domed stadium on the lakefront to the south of where Soldier Field currently stands. So it could be a very real possibility. The only non-domed stadium in the NFC North will be Lambeau Field now. So,
Remember, the NFL will move the games out of there if it's below 10 degrees because they don't want any potential amputations and legal issues.
That's
a whole nother story there, by the way. I could go on about Kansas City people. So, ever heard of gloves?
Exactly. Like,
really?
That's what I want to know, not to get off on a tangent.
But
the people who got frostbit, were they the ones that are like, I'm going to wear no shirt and hold a sign and say, it should be colder?
Yeah.
Is it those people? Because if it is those people, stop.
Why did we never hear about amputations from Lambeau?
Because we're smarter.
Right. Or even Chicago or Minnesota when they were outside of TCFA. I was at a Tupelo game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got amputated after that. Last night, I'm sure there are a lot of people who wanted something amputated after that game, but no one was.
Right.
And so now, and again, this is Florio, but he's also a Larry saying, this could lead to the NFL wanting to move future games that are going to be about that cold. So that might be the end of that. So Packers have a Tupelo game up against a dome team. Let's say the Vikings. They go, we're going to move it over to US Bank Stadium so we can be in a warm environment. Oh, great. I'd be happy about that. But
that would cause more issues, I feel like.
You think, yeah, but the other thing is they're trying to avoid a lawsuit.
You can't, if it's a Vikings game in Minnesota, you can't just move it to Minnesota.
Right, I would think they'd probably go to, like, Ford Field.
That's even dumber, so.
Or down to Atlanta, let's say.
Right.
But that's the thing, like, they're going to try to avoid a lawsuit because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Floyer lays out where you could come up with a legal theory for that. So the point being, Kansas City, learn. Yeah, you got some great fans down there. Some of the best. Learn a little bit more. This is a teachable moment. So anyway, back to the soon-to-be climate-controlled Chicago Bears.
Yeah, so
I'm still not convinced this is going to happen.
You don't think they'll have a dome?
I think something is eventually going to happen. I know the Bears said, like Kevin Warren has been insisting, we are going to have a fixed domed stadium. I do wonder if it's going to be like U.S. Bank Stadium where there's going to be something that opens up. So it's not completely climate-controlled.
Mm-hmm.
But in effect, it is a domed stadium. It's the cost, even the location. Now with the White Sox already wanting a new stadium and Governor Pritzker in Illinois is like, really, guys? I'm not sure we're going to provide the public money for you. Now the Bears I know the Bears have been talking much longer than the White Sox. The White Sox thing kind of came out of the blue, even though they've had issues with the new Comiskey for a while. I don't know if they're going to get the money that they want. Now, that also doesn't mean we're going to soon be seeing the Albuquerque Bears anytime soon.
Right.
But I'm also, I don't think we should start counting down the years till the new spaceship Soldier Field gets demolished. Mm-hmm. I should note, though, the notion of a domed stadium in Chicago, for the Bears, it sucks. In a history thing, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Though I guess Bears fans are kind of maybe 50-50-ish. I can't remember the poll that was asked about it. But think of a city of the stature of Chicago should probably have a dome stadium to have a lot of other bigger events.
And that's where I was going to get into, because if they do have a dome stadium, there's a couple things that you can guarantee is going to happen. There will be a Super Bowl in Chicago if there's a dome stadium.
One and only, but they'll get theirs.
They will get theirs. There will be Final Fours, national championships. We saw it at U.S. Bank, right? They will have one in Chicago. That's the purpose of having a dome, is to have all these other events in it, like a Super Bowl, like college basketball Final Fours, national championships and such. Heck, U.S. Bank Stadium, how many freaking concerts do they have over there now? A lot, right?
Yeah, including now winter, you can do that stuff.
Right, I mean, exactly.
I know a lot of them still, even at U.S. Bank Stadium, are in warmer weather months, because a lot of tours aren't going to happen in winter for obvious reasons. But they could still have, like, the Billy Joel Stevie Nicks concert was in mid-November. They're not having that at Soldier Field in mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a little warmer, they're not doing that. They'll have that at new domed stadium next to Soldier Field.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the reason, I think, the ultimate reason of the dome, because it's more income. And to have one in Chicago just kind of makes sense from a business standpoint, right?
Well, right.
And not from a historical whatever sort of thing. From a business one, I mean, you're going to have a dome. You can pencil in Chicago's going to have a Super Bowl played there. Bears won't play in it. Chicago will just host it. So,
also, if you're going to have a big football stadium in the downtown, which I know they've had for decades and decades, but usage-wise, you probably want to put as much use into it so it's not there for, you know, for use for like 10 days a year. And I know that's it's a bit of a pejorative, but that was like the knock on when the Vikings wanted an open-air stadium. And then the state basically said, no, this has to be multi-purpose closed so we can use it for more things. A, because it's state money. Well, we want more use out of this than just a Viking stadium. But B, it's right by the downtown of Minneapolis, and you don't want all that real estate taken up by something that's barely used. I mean, Target Field's fine because it's used 82 times a year, plus a few handful of others. Not for professional football. So it's more logical to the city of Chicago to do it that way. I know it contradicts what we NFL history types like, and it is going to suck when the Bears are an indoor team and they're playing on, well, maybe by that time they figured out how to do grass indoors.
I was going to say, at least the turf might actually be a little bit better.
Well, they finally have decent stuff.
They'd probably be the only one, though, too, where it would turn brown and indoor stadium and all that.
Yeah, or it'll be like the Soldier Field artificial turf.
Yeah.
Hey,
we really want to bring something from Soldier Field in it. Let's just bring the field from Soldier Field in there. How about that?
See how long those
nostalgia,
divots last.
Baby. Yeah.
Wow. So I get why they're doing that. I do like also, as part of this plan, that while the spaceship will get torn down, that the colonnades from Soldier Field are still going to stay up. And I know it's no longer a historical landmark because of all the alterations, but at least this plan, and I can't imagine anyone's going to step in and say, no, let's raise the whole thing, but that they're going to keep that regardless of what happens. And so that part of history will still be there.
Now, I don't know if they've talked about this, if this is in their plans, or if they can even feasibly do it, but it is Chicago and such. Do they have the envision of like a lot of these stadiums now where they're going to create a district?
That's going to be tough.
Because of the space, right?
Yeah, Google map it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of space. There's like two parking lots south of Soldier Field. I've never been to Soldier Field, so I don't know. I can't say like in person. But you do the map thing and figure it out pretty easily.
No, I was looking at it. That's why I said I didn't think. And like tearing down that stadium, but I mean, that's going to be parking and stuff.
You've got, there's two lots, and I think they said there'll still be parking around there. But then if they're going to turn the interior of Soldier Field inside the colonnades, if they're going to turn what is the stadium into essentially a park, because this is also, let's remember, its original purpose was to, well, post-development was to be a park. And there'll be some development there, but not a lot. Well, you go across the road and you run into stuff that's already done, and I don't know how much eminent domain you're going to get into. You're not that far from like McCormick Place, which is one of the main convention centers around. There's not going to be too much they can get off of that. So it might be similar. Now, okay, U.S. Bank Stadium, I was going to say similar to that in that there's not a lot of development opportunities, but
no. The
Wilfs did do a fair amount. Compare, and I think most of us have been around there. there's been a lot that's popped up in that small amount of space just to the northwest of U.S. Bank Stadium since it's been built.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they could do something.
It's still confusing, though, over there. So for first time, if you've never done it. So.
Right, yeah. It's going to be less on the lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they going to, infill Lake Michigan to do stuff? They're not going to do that. So I think they're figuring they're going to make more money off of the stadium itself, which is counter to, everything else that's been happening nowadays, but that might be the solution. It is Chicago, after all.
Can I make a suggestion, a friendly pointer to our friends from the South? One thing I think they need to add for this, take a page from Green Bay. They need to do their own Hall of Famer museum, I think, for Chicago Bears.
Yes.
I don't think they got the Ring of Honor and all that, but, I mean, you want to talk about one of the your legacy, your history, we know about it. I think there's an opportunity there for Chicago to do something. I mean, come on. And I feel like they're falling a little short on this. If Green Bay can do it, why can't Chicago do this?
Yeah. I will say.
Because you see, some teams are doing it. Some have started it recently. Chicago, come on. As a history sports history guy, for me, if I were to ever go, I'd check it out. Heck yeah. You know?
When you Google Chicago Bears Hall of Fame, you get a lot of stuff about Bears in
the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah.
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 I mean, there's Hallis Hall,
mm-hmm.
but that's there's plenty of history there, but that's also not what you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Vikings have a much better job of that and I know the Vikings have a good amount of history,
mm-hmm.
but they figured it out. It took them a little while. They got a pretty nice museum. Of course, the Packers are the gold standard.
Yep.
Bears should do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason not to.
I agree. If you want to make it more of a 365, that's what Lambeau Field is now, right?
Yeah.
You're making it a year-round destination.
Didn't we find the Steelers have a really good Hall of Fame?
Did the Patriots start one a few years ago, too? I mean, you have to after you win 6 Super Bowls.
Right.
So,
but, yeah, this is, I mean, there are revenue opportunities there. So, and I mean, if there's not enough room at the new stadium, but I would like to think there will be, find a place elsewhere and then promote the heck out of it. Again, mm-hmm. to the point of the Vikings. When I went to Minneapolis on Saturday, I was seeing billboards, and I was not driving anywhere close to Egan, but there were billboards talking about tour the history of the Vikings. They promote that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bears, do the same.
Yeah.
We'll come. We're not Bears fans. A lot of us hate the Bears.
If you've got the most Pro Football Hall of Famers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, how do you not have something more bigger?
It's the Bears. They are an iconic franchise. Whatever we think of, they are iconic. I think probably if you truth serumed a lot of Packers fans, they would want to tour the Bears Museum just because they're also football fans. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Packers fans get it,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of us would tour a Vikings museum to see the history of the game. You want to get that
stuff. I mean, that would be a shorter one. There's nothing in trophy cases to look at.
Hey, come on. Stop knocking the 69 NFL conference championship. Or the whole display they have to the Minneapolis Miracle. That's a major part of that tour.
Mm.
I get it. I mean, it's one of the top plays of all time, but still. The Bears should have more. Unless we're missing something, but that might be part of the problem. If we're missing something, well, you're not promoting it well enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you mentioned, they got Hallis Hall in that, but that's not just,
right.
You know, I'm looking at you go into Lambeau, you go and right to that Hall of Fame if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, two levels.
Yeah.
Over there.
And again, they have the advantage in Green Bay of having space that Chicago does not have, and by this
plan,
won't.
But build it within the stadium.
You'd think so. You would think so,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. Maybe it's also the Bears, and I don't trust their judgment on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the best-run franchise.
Yeah. Just go down. Dig down. Go underneath.
I mean, in terms of NFC North franchises, in terms of how the organizations operate, I mean, it's pretty clear the Packers are number one. I think the Vikings they were not run that well for a while. I think they've definitely ascended to...
Well, you go to the NFLPA report cards, yeah.
Well, there's also that. And I wasn't even thinking of that. I think the Lions have probably finally settled in at 3. I think the Bears are number 4 right now in terms of organizational competence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they could change.
Well, they might be screwing up this whole Justin Fields thing here, too. So